The cold front that passed through the region yesterday, sparking off our third round of severe weather in as many days, will slow down and become stationary just south of the region today, while high pressure tries to build in from the north. This will lead to mostly sunny and pleasant conditions for the bulk of us today. That being said, with the front just to our south, a disturbance out by Chicago this morning is digging through the trough and riding along that front and should arrive late in the day and the early evening hours. While it'll have little effect on the bulk of us, areas to the south of Albany could see some extra clouds, and a rogue shower or garden variety thunderstorm cannot be ruled out for those same areas. Tonight, any shower activity across the southern area should quickly dissipate. Surface high pressure slowly builds in to provide tranquil weather for the region. Surface dew points will slowly retreat into more comfortable levels, and it'll be rinse and repeat for tomorrow with another gorgeous day around the area. Once again, there will be an outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm to the south of the Capital District, but they will be few and far between if anything forms up at all later in the day. Much has been made of our streak of six straight rain-free weekends. However, it does not look like we will keep that streak going for a seventh. Now, that being said, much of the weekend will be dry and sunny. It's Sunday that's going to be the fly in the ointment, with the threat of showers and thunderstorms returning in the afternoon. For Saturday, though, as the surface ridge slides offshore, the return flow will bring about an increase in humidity and temperatures, returning to slightly higher than normal levels. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of west and south South Dakota, northern Nebraska, and northeastern Wyoming, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorm for parts of northern North Dakota. Severe thunderstorms are possible over the northern Great Plains during the late afternoon and evening, with large hail and severe wind gusts being the primary threats. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 on Wednesday to a low Thursday morning of 32 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Partly sunny with highs in the middle 80s. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the lower 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 100 set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 47 set in 1963. Sunrise and sunset data for today. July the 10th, sunrise was at 5:26 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:34 p.m. And for tomorrow, sunrise at 5:27 and sunset at 8:34 p.m. Here's my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, a slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today, highs in the middle 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, temperatures in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, temperatures in the low and middle 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, it'll be mostly sunny today with a high near 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. Saturday, mostly sunny, slightly more humid, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. For Sunday, a chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the low 80s. And Tuesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms, temperatures near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.